Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Alan C. is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Alan's back. He's Principal and Chief Marketing Officer at CMO Temps, LLC. He's one of the guys who helps us understand how to put our corporate and our personal brands our feet forward in the marketplace so that we can take our businesses into the future. Alan C., welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Great to be here. It's
good to have you back. Thanks for being here. You know, Alan, one of the things that I've talked a lot about on the show over the years is the difference between a personal brand and a corporate brand or a product brand or something like that. And the fact that as a small business, they're often completely different, the company brand and the personal brand. Sometimes they kind of mush together, and sometimes there's only a personal brand. When I had my consulting company, it was a very small business, and I was the company. I was the personal and the corporate brand. And when you get a little bit bigger, sometimes you know that changes. So you've kind of got a little bit of a range to talk about in terms of small business branding, don't you?
You're spot on. And within a small business, for instance, in your situation and in my situation, I am the product. I'm the service. And when you get into professional services where you're offering a service versus, you know, say, ice cream or some type of product, that's when the nuance of personal branding versus the corporate brand really comes into play. You know, I was just thinking the other day, I mean, as far as my electrician, my plumber, my carpenter, my CPA, real estate agent, I can tell you who that person is, but I could not tell you what the name of their company is.
Yeah, that's a good point. And so, and that's because they're probably very small entities. Maybe they're parties of one, so to speak. But even if you grow your business, you get your business expands. Oftentimes, the owner, or the leader of the organization, still needs to maintain a personal brand, and rather than just become part of the corporate brand. And one of the things that happens, I think, Alan, I want to get your thoughts on this, is whether we like it or not, realize it or not, or are managing it or not. If you're the owner of a small business, you probably have a personal brand in terms of what people think about you as the leader of your company. What do you think?
That's exactly right. And in fact, I think overall most people would agree that we do business with people we know, like, and trust. And that's where the personal brand really comes into play, is the know, like, and trust.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, as a small business owner, you want to build your corporate brand, the how people view your company, but as you just mentioned, oftentimes people are viewing your company through the lens of you as a person,
mm-hmm.
and it sounds like an awful lot of work, and you know actually it is, because you now have a small business owner thinking, oh my gosh, I need to not only think about the marketing and the support of my corporate brand, but also me as a person.
And you know, Alan, years ago, I can remember having these conversations about just the analog brand, just the traditional marketplace branding concepts. But now we have the online branding, so that's a whole other level. So you're one of the experts in this area for sure. So let's go to the online world and talk to us about having a personal brand, whether we should have a personal brand in the online world, in terms of, you know, a blog or a video series or channel or Facebook page or whatever. You know, this is one of the big things people are flummoxed about these days. My company has a Facebook page. Should I have a Facebook page? And should it be different than my personal Facebook page?
Absolutely. You should have both. And in fact, I have both. I have even the Facebook personal page, which is more personal in nature, but also the Facebook business page to support my
right.
company. I have the
right.
Google Plus page for myself. I also have the Google Plus business page to support, you know, my business. On LinkedIn, mm-hmm. I have my profile, but I also have my company profile on there. And so it is a dual world, but the digital world, the online world, is great to support that, because at the end of the day, a small business owner, you want to be found, you want to find, and mm-hmm. you want to engage. I mean, you want to be found at that point of search, and these digital platforms, social platforms, index really well with Google. So it is important to be there so that you can be found.
Well, I'll tell you another story. What I'm about to say is a perfect example of what you're proposing. I was considering doing business with a company, but the company had its own brand, but I felt that the owner was probably, you know, very much a part of the, you know, of the deliverability of this company. Can they perform? Can they come across, right? And so the company website didn't give me a lot about the owner, the founder. And so I went to other methods. I wanted to see if I could identify what the values of that owner was before I did business with them.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned that, because I know I do this, and I am quite certain other people do that when they're looking at whether or not they want to do business with me. Is I know I'm going to do two things. I'm going to Google their name, and then I'm going to look their name up in LinkedIn, because
yeah.
between what Google might show, you know, as far as their name goes, and of course LinkedIn can give a better breadth or picture of not only the person, but you know, that person as a CEO or as a business owner.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's exactly right. And so, folks, that's something to think about. This is the motivation is not new, Alan. We've always wanted to have that information, but the availability of the information is what's new, and those are now our new expectations, aren't they, Alan? So if you're not giving them, if you're not delivering on those expectations, you probably have the danger of becoming irrelevant. Alan, I need your website quickly.
CMOTemp.biz.
CMOTemp.biz. Quick break.
CMOTemp.
Temp with an S. Okay, check that out, folks. .biz. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.